I believe we are ready to boogie and celebrate with our virtual banquet or luncheon or whatever we're going to call it. Whatever we're calling it, we're calling the master of ceremonies for the event, Mr. Larry Gassman. And Larry, it gives me great pleasure to turn this event over to you.
And I'm not on mute.
Thank you, Judy. And before I begin, could we take a vote? Could we see hands raised, please? No, maybe we shouldn't do that. I probably will in the future probably get rid of any audio that I hear that asks, could we lower hands? Could we raise hands? Oh, my. Fascinating over the last couple of days. It worked. It actually worked out pretty well. We have a lot of different things here that are happening and we have to get used to from a virtual perspective. One of those for me is that when I do events, when I MC in the past, I always have the benefit of a crowd of people in front of me. Now I have a computer screen that I can't see and a wall.
Sing Melancholy, baby.
Oh, shut up and get out. I have a crowd in back of me. So if you have comments or questions or would like to heckle, you can do that as long as you mute yourself when one of our guests comes on to give thank yous, which is what we're really here to do. We're here to say thank you. We're here with awards. Always one of my favorite parts of any convention. So what I'm going to do is we'll ask Christy Crespin to be on deck and hang on, because in just a few moments we'll call you. I'm just sort of giving you a preliminary warning. And we're going to ask Linda Perrell to step forward as the chair of the publications committee to give out some well-deserved thank yous and some awards. So Linda, the microphone or phone in this case is yours.
She'll have to raise her hand.
Clap. You can clap. Yay! Get my brother.
It was a small crowd.
It was a small crowd. It's better than not hearing anything. Yeah.
Small but
thank you, Gabe.
Linda can now talk.
Hi, everybody. I'm having a little technical difficulty here. I know you. This gets to me. My second major embarrassment of the day. I would like to have someone else go ahead of me so that I can find my file.
Okay. So
thank you, Larry.
That's okay. So we'll make it work. Let's go to, well, let's do this. Depending on when Linda gets back with us, at some point fairly soon after Christy, we'll hear from Guillermo and membership. Not yet, but I'm just alerting you that you're on deck here pretty soon. And let's go to Christy Crespin, who is in charge of scholarship committee. So, Christy, now the microphone is all yours.
Okay.
Wait a minute. The applause hasn't stopped yet. Hang on.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Cue Christy.
Okay. You're funny. Okay. So, I'm not sure if any of our scholarship winners, I know one said she was going to be on for 2019. We had four scholarship winners. We have Sylvia Blanco with her Master of Social Work at California State San Bernardino. I'm going to get some of these wrong. So Camille Gilmore was at Mission College and is working toward her transfer to UC San Diego. Manjit Singh, I believe, is at California State University, Los Angeles. And Ryan Walshlager is at the law school in San Diego. And, you know, it's really kind of frustrating because with the COVID-19, you know, we tried to stay in touch with people, but this has been really a tough year for people, students in school. So I'd like to, if Sylvia or Manjit or Ryan or Camille, if you are here, could you please raise your hands?
I have Sylvia. Did you want them to talk, or are you just having them raise their hands?
I'd like Sylvia to say something if she'd like to.
Okay. Sylvia can now talk.
Hello, everybody.
Hi,
can
Sylvia.
You hear me?
Hi, Sylvia. We hear you.
Well, I just want to say thank you for everything. The scholarships go a long way. Like Christy said, with COVID and everything going on, any little less stress put on students, it goes a long way. And I just want to thank you for the help and for considering me for the scholarship and providing it for me. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And we have 9 scholarship applicants this 2020/2021 academic year. And I know some of them are registered for the convention. I'm sorry, maybe Guillermo and other committee members can help out, but I know Sylvia, Larice Diamond, Megan Downing, I heard she won the second door prize yesterday. That was pretty cool. Tuan Nguyen.
Adrian Hermosillo.
Adrian Hermosillo, who is our alternate delegate for Active Blind Inland Valleys.
Taylor Bentley.
Okay, and I did hear her name too here. And I'm trying to, I have a name in my head, but it's not coming out. Suleiman?
Oh, Jenin Suleiman.
Yeah. And if I've forgotten anyone else, I'm really sorry, but we're looking forward to interviewing our scholarship applicants. And I thank my committee of Nellie Emerson, Linda Perel, Leslie Tom, Robert Wendt, Guillermo Robles, Rob Turner, and did I say Robert Wendt? Did I get everybody?
You're missing Jessica.
Linda? Yeah, I did. Oh, Jessica Marquez. Oh, how can I miss you, Jessica? But we have an awesome committee. It's very enjoyable working with everybody, and it's such a pleasure to be able to meet young and new to us students. And application process will open up again on February 1st, 2021. Thank you.
Thank you, Christy.
Okay. Linda is now raising her hand.
Oh, good. I was about ready to ask.
Yeah.
And by the way, before we get to Linda, Judy, you mentioned we might sprinkle some door prizes in between now and the end, so we could either do that at some point or wait to the end, but there are a lot of them to get through, so you just interrupt whenever you, not during, you know, Linda, but maybe me, and just let me know.
Okay, I'm gonna...
So we're back to Linda, and Linda, you're with us?
To be interrupted, I'm happy to be interrupted if you call my number, but anyway, okay. All right, thanks for the forbearance here. Publications Committee, for the longest time, we were giving awards for a lifestyle article and an advocacy article. And as time went on, those categories got more and more blended. So we decided to change the criteria that we give awards for. So now we give awards. The first one is for excellence in writing. This award is presented to Christy Crespin for her article, CCB Scholarship Committee Presents the 2018-2019 Scholarship Winners. This was published in the winter 2019 Blind Californian. And then the other category we've created is the First Time Writing Award. So this year's First Time Writing Award is presented to Larry Gassman for his article, Memories of Camp Bloomfield, which appeared in the spring 2019 issue of The Blind Californian. We've also decided that we are no longer going to give heavy plaques that people just put in a drawer and forget to move when they move. We started giving a lovely certificate that is suitable for framing. You will receive that as an email attachment. And at our next publications committee meeting, because we're a little behind on this, we will be settling on a gift of reading to spur you on to more writing. So you will be receiving something from us as your reward for submitting these wonderful articles. So I want to thank my committee. Let's see, I'm going to count them off on my fingers. Mike Keithley is the BC editor. Susan Glass is the associate editor. The new editor of Happenings is Andrea de Klotz. And we also have Lynn Nishihara, who is our consultant on all things low vision and makes our stuff look very pretty for all the sighted people who need to see it. And Sarah Harris is our Facebook maven. And let's see, who am I leaving out? Bonnie Rennie. We do hope that maybe Bonnie is listening in, but she has been a stalwart writing provider of wonderful writing over the years. And our member emeritus who joins us when he can, Roger Peterson. So thank you to everyone.
Thank you, Linda.
And Larry, why don't we give door prizes now?
Remember, at some point you have another $50.
Wait a minute. Did you want people to speak, Linda?
I think she's muted again.
Okay. Well,
we did. We said thank you, huh, Larry?
We did.
Okay, I heard. I thought I heard you.
It's a virtual
we heard
thank
two
you.
Of you. Great. Okay,
and
Lisa.
Woo-hoo!
How many door prizes do we have left, Lisa?
We have a total of 15 left.
Oh, let's give a $50 one right now.
Oh, okay. So the lucky winner is number 26, and that is my fellow Fresno chapter member, Shanir Derrick.
Hey, great.
So, woohoo, Shanir.
Yay, Shanir.
We may give $100 at the end. I don't promise that, but we're not going to interrupt too many times. So let's go back, Larry, and back to you. And you can decide. You can decide throughout these next little while to ask for door prizes.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Don't let the power go to your head, Larry. Don't let the power go to your head.
Time to party, Larry.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's see. Charlene is going to be on deck after Guillermo. Guillermo is handling, of course, our membership committee as the new chairman, relatively new chairman. And he has some awards to give. So, Guillermo, it's all yours.
First of all, I want to know, does everybody have their virtual glass of wine?
Absolutely. The bottle's over there somewhere. I don't know where it is, but the wine, it's not been tasted yet, but it will be after we get off.
There's no wine here, but there's bound to be something a little stronger. Anyway, good afternoon, everybody. Well, it is such an honor and a privilege as your newly appointed membership chair to be able to recognize the activities of all of our chapters and affiliates publicly on this forum. I want to first of all, say a special thanks to ACB Radio and to Deb Cook Lewis and all of the people that have been here throughout the week to, or it feels like a week, I'm sorry, the last couple of days to help us out here with this awesome virtual conference. And I want to commend our family and, you know, for doing as our president wrote on our program, and that's making lemons out of lemonade. I've been to a couple of chapter functions, and I'm really glad to see people making the best of Zoom and thinking out of the box and coming up with some really good ideas. So that's really awesome. As is our custom, I do have a couple of awards to present. But before I make these presentations, I would like to recognize my committee members. And I'm so grateful for their assistance as I took on the chairmanship of this committee and, you know, just trying to get used to how things roll. And thank you for their advice and resources and collaborative efforts. They've all been so much appreciated. So my thanks to Artis Bazin, Christy Crespin, Larice Diamond, Dorani Dobbins, Jessica Marquez, Joe Smith, and Vivian Younger. And I also want to thank Gabe Griffith for his continued support of our committee as an officer liaison. And now for the fun part. Each year, a chapter affiliate is recognized for growth in membership and highest percentage in membership growth. This year, we have combined both awards. The affiliate or chapter receiving the award is, drumroll please, Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California. Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California. They had a significant jump in membership. In 2009, they had 10 members. This year, they added 13 new members, bringing them to 23 members. This is a 76% increase. We commend you for your awesome efforts, and they will be getting a certificate in the mail. And the text of their certificate says, California Council of the Blind recognizes Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California for the 2020 Growth Award and 2020 Incentive Award. Most members added a 13 and highest percentage increase of 76%. This data was compiled from the 2019-2020 credentials report. Congratulations, RSVC. And if Paul Patchy is on, maybe you'd like to say something? Raise your hand. Okay.
I don't think he's here.
Yeah, I don't see him.
All right. All right. Well, we will be getting this certificate to him, to that chapter shortly. The second chapter being recognized is to be commended for their outreach and education efforts in their community. They came up with a project that would serve low-income families and their children in their city. With help from family and friends and donations from their local Target store, they were able to raise enough funds to purchase toys to donate to Toys for Tots for distribution to families in need. It is our privilege to name the ACB Capital Chapter as CCB's Chapter of the Year. Their certificate reads, Chapter of the Year awarded to ACB Capital Chapter. The 2020 California Council of the Blind Chapter of the Year Award is presented to the ACB Capital Chapter for outstanding outreach efforts through their Toys for Tots Giving Project, which serve low-income children and their families. We honor this chapter for its commendable contributions to their local community. Awarded on June 20th of 2020 by the California Council of the Blind Membership Committee. if Regina Brink is with us, I'd ask her to raise her hand and maybe say a few words.
Okay, I have a Regina, and Regina can now talk.
I think I'm unmuted now.
There you are.
Am I unmuted?
Yes, you are.
Okay, thank you. I'm talking. Thank you very much. We are very honored to accept this award. I'm actually very surprised, and I just really want to honor the whole chapter because it was a commitment chapter of the whole chapter. It was a commitment of all of the chapter members. I want to especially recognize the committee with Margie Donovan, Terry McDonald, Leslie Tom. We also had help from Robin Patchy, Joni Patchy, Paul Patchy Jr., and some family and friends of people in the chapter, and some church groups and local chiropractors. And it was just a whole wonderful outreach. And I just thank you. And we're very honored.
Great. Thank you. And congratulations. Before I leave you, I do have a word of encouragement. And with the current pandemic situation, we really have seen the power of Zoom and just the possibilities that it's opened up. So I really encourage you to keep reaching out to people to promote growth. Keep doing it. If anything, I'm seeing that these calls, that these meetings that I've attended have really fostered an awesome partnership. And also, just because we're sheltering in place doesn't mean that we can't come up with some type of a community event. So I would really encourage you to really think out of the box and come up with some really good ideas for consideration for next year. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Guillermo. We'll call on Charlene in just a few moments with regard to CCB awards. But before we do that, if Lisa's lurking anywhere in proximity, maybe we can ask her to do a couple of door prizes.
Sure, I can do that for you.
Thank you.
So the lucky number is 215. That's way up to the list, which is Vivian Younger.
Yay, Vivian.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Yay.
Vivian. All right.
Sometimes it pays to register late. I can say that because I've known her for like 40 years.
I think that just means that V and Y are at the end of the alphabet, Larry, because we've got the names alphabetized by first name.
So you want to do another one,
Let's
Larry?
Do one more, sure.
Okay. And the wheel spins number 139, which is Nicolette Noyes, N-O-Y-E-S.
Yay, Nicolette.
Yay.
Cool.
Yay. Woohoo!
I have a feeling there'll be more prizes. So hang on. Don't go anywhere. Thank you, Lisa. Let's...
Oh, where'd you get that feeling, Larry?
I don't... Well, where did I get it?
Yeah.
Well, there've got to be more. There are more prizes, so there have to be more. It's that simple. I was never really good in math, but I did figure that out.
It's all in his head.
Yeah. I do hear voices. And I think it's because of a headset on. I think that's why. So now, this is the part that's always kind of fun. Over the last few years, it's interesting to see what happens when CCB awards are given. And so I'm looking forward to this because some very deserving people are going to get some awards. And to do that, we're going to call on Charlene Ornelas to give those awards. So Charlene, you're on. Your microphone is yours.
Thank you. I would also like to thank my committee members, which are Frank Welty and Anthony Cigarella. We also had Judy Wilkinson and Gabe Griffith, who were on our committee. We will be sending out the certificates like the others are and not the plaques this year. And so the first one we are awarding is our legislative award being given to Assembly Member Tom Lackey. He's with the 36th district in the legislature. And this is for his outstanding work in sponsoring legislation to enhance laws protecting service animal owners whose dogs are attacked by pet owners. The California Council of the Blind is awarding our assembly member, Tom Lackey, the 36th district of the legislature, for the year, Legislator of the Year award. Mr. Lackey did not allow the governor's veto of his first effort to on this topic pursuant to AB 1865 to deter him from tackling this problem. Instead, in 2019, he authored AB 169, which was signed by Governor Newsom. California's guide dog handlers are extremely thankful for the hard work of Assembly Member Lackey and his staff. And we asked that he would be on, be able to attend the call. And my understanding is he was able to, or somebody from his office. So do you have anything to say?
I don't see him in the panelist list. So apparently he either couldn't make it, or I don't know.
I don't see him in the attendees either.
Right.
Well, we're about 45 minutes late, so assembly people are, legislative people are very busy people. Then our next one is our merit award. Ronald Stadley was born on April 9th, 1947. He left us this earth on February 22nd, 2020. Whoa. Ron was a true champion for the blind. He was a friend to many and was always ready to help a person in need. We shall always recognize and remember that Ron prevented the closure of the Orientation Center for the Blind in Albany, California, through his skillful negotiation efforts as the president of the OCB Alumni Association. Ron Stadley will be greatly missed. He made a difference. Merit award presented by the California Council of the Blind at the virtual convention, June 20th, 2020. Whatever obstacles, so that ended it at 2020. I'm missing a name.
Well, so, let's see if Sue is with us on the line. It's Sue Stadley, Ron's wife. We hope she's with us.
Okay. Is it possible that
hers.
She dialed in? Okay,
yes, that's her.
Yes, she would be a dial-in.
Okay. She can now talk.
I'd like to thank everybody. This was kind of a tough year. Ron, of course, died a week before the virus, so that was kind of... But he did... this is kind of difficult because it's been kind of short. But he did always fight for blind people. And even toward the end in the hospital, he was still fighting for blind people. We always had many chapter meetings here. And for those of you who know us, we've been in the organization a long time. And for those who also know us, he loved his barbecuing, which many people in California have enjoyed. I live in Oregon where it only rains 364 days a year. And I still continue, and both of us will always continue to the work of the blind. And the California Council, where I got my start, was working with the California Council and Robert Acosta, which I very thank him for, you know, recognizing me and giving me a start. But remember, we will always advocate for the blind, and he will be missed by a lot of friends. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next award is a merit award, and it I'm going to save the name so it'll be a surprise. Whatever obstacles and challenges life has thrown her way, she has served the blind and low vision community consistently for more than 40 years, an extraordinary and outstanding commitment. She sees her role as an educator and service provider, less like jobs and more as responsibilities. Her dedication, reliability, and absolute joy for extending hope to newly blind and physically disabled individuals provide just a few reasons why, I'll give her name, Vivian Younger deserves to receive the CCB Humanitarian Award, awarded this 20th day, I'm sorry, of 2020 at our virtual convention. Congratulations, Vivian.
Hooray, Vivian.
Is Vivian on the line?
She is, and she can now talk.
Hi, Vivian.
Well, almost.
She needs to unmute herself.
Mm-hmm.
She can now talk. We just can't hear her yet.
True.
That's right.
We may have to go to her house.
Hello.
There you are.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I don't know what to say except thank you. And I really, what CCB does for so many visually impaired people. It's, when I came to the organization, I says, oh, this place is just for me. Because the organization is exactly why I do what I do and how come I like to see a person, they meet a blind person or they have received the service and have benefited from like where I work, which is the Vista Center for the Blind. And just doing that makes it worth living for me. So thank you so much. And I'm marching forward to keep going. So thanks again.
Thank you. Okay, our next person is gets the humanitarian award, and he's an employee in the community. Ivy Bennett, an employee at the Fresno Talking Book Library, has provided irreplaceable services to the blind community in the Fresno region by continuing to process over 10,000 book orders for patrons who had no other means of accessing talking books since April 1st, 2020. No joke. While the library has been closed during the COVID 2019 pandemic, we honor Mr. Bennett's tenacity, resourcefulness, and dedication to serving the blind community services award. The blind community services award is presented by the California Council of the Blind in virtual convention, June 20th, 2020. And is he on the call at all? I don't know if he knew he was getting it or not.
Does not look like it, but we can give it a minute. Okay, I'm going to say no.
Okay, I will proceed on to the next one. This one is Shannon Mulhall. ADA coordinator for the City of Fresno has shown an unmeasurable level of dedication to increase access and independence for people who are blind or low vision in Fresno. She has ensured that the concerns and ideas of people who are blind or have low vision have been included in the development of major projects in the city, such as the city's website, bus ticket vending machines, and security procedures at City Hall. We acknowledge Shannon for her dedication, passion for access, and all-around kindness. The Humanitarian Award is presented by the California Council of the Blind at this virtual convention, June 20th, 2020. And I don't know if she
is. And she is on the line, and she can now talk.
Hi, this is Shannon. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Well, thank you, CCB, for this honor. But really, the award goes to you, community of advocates. you know, I was recently reading disability rights activist Judy Heumann's memoir, and she says in it, ignoring silences people. It intentionally avoids resolution or compromise. And I really think that my job is simple. It's to listen. It's to listen. There's this line in the movie, Hector and the Search for Happiness, that I just love, where they say, listening is loving. And I think that's really what's happening here, is that you, as CCB leadership, you listen to your members in your community and then take action to push for positive change. And so my hope for all of CCB is that throughout the state, you encounter others who believe, like I do, that listening is loving. And the first step in action is really hearing the community needs. Listening is loving. But we know that's not enough, right? We also need to be willing to take the next step to partner in developing solutions that truly improve access for civic life for all. I want to say thank you, CCB advocates, for your tireless efforts coming to the table with me time and time again, talking about the needs in your community and giving folks like me the opportunity to listen. It's because of your willingness to engage in solution-focused conversation and your grit, and that communities across the state are experiencing true change. Let's keep this conversation going within our spheres of influence, because you know, we still have work to do for disability civil rights. Listening's not enough, right? We've got to be able to take action, because listening is loving. And for me, I'm going to continue to do the best I can to listen and respond to what you're telling me what needs to happen for this community. I just want to say thank you for this award, for giving me the opportunity to serve the community, and more importantly, for that critical role that you play in shaping what's going to happen generations to come. So thank you again, and thank you for that opportunity to listen.
Thank you.
You see why we gave her this award?
Absolutely.
Look at what we she just Shannon. Did. She turned that back around. That's Shannon for you. I just had to jump in to say that.
Okay, our next person first joined CCB in 1976 after a number of years in Fresno, where she earned her master's degree in social work. She became an active member of the Orange County chapter in 1989. Since then, she has served in multiple roles in the chapter, including president and secretary. For many years, this person was a member of the CCB Scholarship Committee. In her role as chair of the Seniors with Low Vision Loss Committee, she was able to combine her commitment to advocating for and educating members of this important target population for CCB with her love of writing and her energetic participation on the CCB Publications Committee. As part of her work with these two committees, she was instrumental in the creation of and publication of two books aimed at assisting those persons experiencing low vision and their families, Failing Sight and the Family Plight, and have a Happy Life as a Senior Losing or Without Vision. Therefore, Bonnie Rennie is an accomplished writer and poet who has contributed extensively to the blind Californian over the past 3 years. Recently, she was served as president of California Library Users of America. Under her leadership, the affiliate was engaged in strong advocacy efforts on behalf of the library funding, as well as conducting a number of enjoyable book sharing phone discussions. In 2007, she traveled to Washington, D.C. as part of California's delegation to the American Council of the Blind annual legislative seminar and visited with several of our state congressional representatives. Throughout her time in CCB, Bonnie has been a voice of consideration and reason, a quiet and steady person, contributing her time and talent to a variety of projects. Distinguished Service Award presented by the California Council of the Blind at this convention, a virtual convention, June 20th, 2020. Congratulations.
Yay, Bonnie.
All right, Bonnie.
You on the call, Bonnie?
Well deserved.
Does not look like...
I don't think she's on the phone.
Okay.
No.
That is the end of my...
Hello? Can you hear me? This is your Assemblymember, Tom Lackey.
Oh, hello, Tom. Yes.
Hi, just so you know, I've been on for the last hour, so it isn't like we haven't been listening, but we've been suffering from some technical impediment that allowed us to be heard. And I just want to take just a couple seconds and say thank you to CCB for this great honor. I don't know if you realize it, but it was actually two vetoes that we suffered before we actually had success. Jerry Brown actually vetoed it twice. And we finally were successful with the new governor. And we had a great cooperation with Margie Donovan. And she was a great part of our successful remedy to this very important issue. And we couldn't be more proud to be part of it. And thank you for all you do.
And thank you very much for all of this. I'm also a guide dog handler who's actually lost a guide dog to it being having been attacked as a puppy in train while he was training to become a guide dog. So I know the value of this law.
Well, it was an honor to partner with you.
So thank you so very much. And that is the end of my report.
Charlene?
Yes. I think I'm missing one. Hang on.
I think you do.
Yes, I know which one I'm missing. I got to find it. Do you happen to, I know I sent it to you. Do you have it, Judy?
I am not sitting any, no, I don't. I'm not sitting at my computer. So we're going to come back to you, Charlene, because
I know who
you have an important award to still give.
Right.
So we'll come back to you in a minute.
Let me do a search here and I'll get it.
Shall we go to Lisa?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, Larry, I'm butting in here, but
that's okay.
I couldn't let Charlene, I had to...
Well, you know what's happening and what's going on and what should be presented.
And, you know, and I so, still you know, get to stomp on people.
Absolutely. And maybe even after you're done stomping, you can still stomp, especially if it's Gabe. So before we'll come back to Charlene and Lisa.
Gabe will need a lot of stomping on.
Okay, Lisa, we need some door prizes.
Yes.
I'm spinning the wheel. And the lucky number is 29, and that is Christine Goiner.
Yay, Christine.
Great. Let's do another one, Lisa.
Yay. Where's the cheerleaders?
Hey. I love that virtual.
I can't tell if that's a cheer or a beer.
That's a virtual crowd, and there are more people in that crowd than there will be at most NFL or NBA or Major League games.
You know, we could develop an app
for
the next convention.
Lisa, let's do another one.
Okay. The number is 153, And that is Peter Pardini.
Okay.
Yay, Peter.
Yay. Yay, Peter.
See, whether you do last name or first name, Peter can, you know, be kind of in the middle there. Charlene, did I hear you say you have found your missing file?
Yeah, I have Elaine Lee. I don't think I gave hers. And then I have one other one that I have here.
Yes, you need to do that when you shouldn't have given it away. But anyway, go ahead and read that one.
Sorry about that. I did. I'll go ahead and say her name. Elaine.
It's
Ellie. I guess Lee.
Ellie.
Okay. Lee for the Humanitarian Award. Ellie Lee came to the San Francisco from Hong Kong as a small child. She graduated from San Francisco State University in the late 1980s with a master's degree in special education. She has spent her entire career with the San Francisco Unified School District as a teacher of the visually impaired and an orientation and mobility specialist, and has been active in statewide organizations in these fields. Ellie was a counselor at Enchanted Hills Camp, spent many summers in Los Angeles volunteering at the program for deaf-blind persons. Ellie's activities in CCB began as a member of the student affiliate while she was at San Francisco State. She has been an active member of the San Francisco chapter for a library, and she helped with their Braille efforts. And she has support fundraising efforts as well efforts with the Braille boards at our convention exhibit tables. Her commitment to the organization exemplified by the fact that she and her husband, Frank, acquired a van in large part to transport people to and from chapter activities. Whenever a need arises, you can always count upon from family about church, providing meaningful and interactive learning for children with disabilities, and being in service to others. For many years, she has taught Sunday school for young children. Ellen's latest tremendous accomplishment has been introducing creative ways to teach O&M visually to children during shelter in place. She is one of the most talented and dedicated TVI and mobility O&M teachers because of the way she interacts with people. Ellie always sees the person with their accomplishments and potential first, and disability second. Her continuous, humble, caring, and effective service is above and beyond, and we are grateful to have Ellie as an outstanding member of the CCB. So she is being awarded the Humanitarian Award this 2020 by the California Council of the Blind assembled in virtual convention. And congratulations.
And congratulations, oh, Ellie.
Yay.
I hope Ellie is with us.
Ellie, are you there?
I know her chapter. Lots of her chapter members are.
Look like it.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, there it is.
Hey.
And she can now talk.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can I hear Rob's voice?
You did indeed, Ellie. Oh. I'm right here with you.
But Vita told me that somebody in our chapter won the award, so I'm here to support her. I guess I'm supporting myself. Oh,
I've been with CCB for 35 years, start with Rob Turner. So I'm so glad he's here. And I've been teaching for 32 years. And in all the 32 years, the CCB has been so supportive of my students, providing the materials and equipment, but most important, by the role model. I tell all my students about my CCB friends, and they are just such great role models. Winifred Downing, I missed her so much. My students know her as Braille Grandma. We go visit her, and whenever I have a question or feeling low, she always knows what to say. I got a few phone calls this last couple of months. I have two students going to UC Berkeley and one go to Harvard. I have another student that just raised, that we gave a equipment to. He just lost the rest of his vision, and he just raised $1,214 for the Boys and Girls Club. So I am so proud to be a member of CCB. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, Ellie, we're so proud of you.
Okay. I do have one more. This also is a humanitarian award. This person is a person to go to when assistance or anything else was needed in her chapter. No job was too small or too big. This person became a very important member of her chapter. For the past 2 years, she has been doing an outstanding job keeping track of the finances of the CCB. She has been able to find important financial information whenever needed. Her reports have been well presented through the thorough and presented in a timely manner. She's also used her talents in other ways, assisting president and office with CCB matters. So the California Council of the Blind therefore presents the humanitarian award this 20th day of June, assembled in virtual convention to Lisa Presley Thomas. Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right. You win a door prize.
Yeah. Yeah, you win a door prize.
I am absolutely speechless. Thank you. I like have no words, but thank you. I mean, to be recognized for something that I have only been doing for a few years. I mean, it's just in my nature to help, especially when it comes to the council. I really have to thank my parents for that, for being a part of this organization and making sure that we grew up in it. So I'm absolutely speechless. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Wow.
Yay. Congratulations.
Yay. If I'm right, that does now officially conclude the awards presentations. Thank you.
And before I send it back to Judy, I think, Lisa, you have something else to read. Am I correct?
You may not. The door prize?
No, Lisa, we want to, it's your turn to ask for money.
Oh!
Right. Okay. Actually, you don't actually probably need to even read it. You could probably do it by heart.
If you can recognize those who have made donations and ask if they want to say anything more. And then, of course, it'll be your wonderful opportunity to see if anyone here has further donations to the organization. I've now said it for you. Because I know you're still reeling. You know, see, even giving her an award, we turn around 30 seconds later, expect her to have processed that, and then be ready to go right on to the next thing. Is that,
Lisa, just act like nothing happened.
I'm just completely off of my game. I'm just so confused. Okay, let me get my bearings here and get on the right sheet. But yes, we definitely want to recognize the generous chapters and affiliates who made donations to us. So I am going to read off those names. The San Francisco chapter made a generous donation of $200 to our general fund. Kahlua made a generous donation of $200 to the general fund. GSGDHI made a very generous donation of $500 to the general fund. Contra Costa County, a generous donation of $30 to our scholarship fund. Silicon Valley Chapter, a generous donation of $200 to the scholarship fund. And then I also have a note from Nicole that they paid for 3 students for convention registration. The Fresno Chapter, which I'm very proud, made a generous donation of $500 to the general fund. ACB Capital Chapter, thank you for your generous donation of $100 to the scholarship fund. Golden Gate Chapter, another generous donation of $100 to our scholarship fund. ACB Capital Chapter, $100 to our scholarship fund. Active Blind Inland Valley made a generous donation of $100 to the scholarship fund, as well as a generous donation of $150 to the Ellen Murphy Fund, for a total in chapter and affiliate donations of $2,180. So happy for that. Thank you all so much for that generous donation. You know, we just couldn't be able to make it without the donations that we get at convention and throughout the month. So thank you so much. If there is a chapter or affiliate that made a donation prior to today that I did not mention, please raise your hand to be recognized so that we can add it. These are only for donations that were made prior to today.
Okay, we have a Chris.
Kendrick?
Yes.
And this is Steve Bauer. I don't know if I can raise my hand, but I'd like to get in the queue also.
Okay. Okay, we'll start with Chris since he was in there first.
Okay, Chris can now talk.
Hi. I thought Greater Bakersfield Council, not I thought, the Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind also donated $100.
And that was that to general fund, the scholarship fund?
I thought it was to general fund.
Okay. I will make a note of that, and I will check with Nicole to see if she received that donation.
You know what? She may have earmarked that as door prizes. But but if that was earmarked for door prizes, we'll do another $100 from our chapter.
Oh, thank you. I do have $100 for door prizes, but if you're making an additional $100, I will note that. Thank you so much, Chris, and thank you, Bakersfield Chapter.
Great, thank you.
Okay, and then we have the person that asked to be on. Yes.
Yeah, this is Steve Bauer. I think this was set up with Nicole, but in any case, Greater Los Angeles is giving $1,000 to the CCB General Fund and $1,000 to the Scholarship Fund. It's kind of the reason why we have our fundraisers, to put forth, in addition to stuff that we're able to do locally, but what happens in the state level is really important. So we're able to do that this year.
Wow, that is amazing, Steve. Greater LA, that is just awesome. That's awesome. So thank I have guys. Noted the $1,000 to the general fund, $1,000 to the scholarship, and I will make sure that Nicole has it noted so we can look for that donation if she hasn't already received it. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Diane Deutsch, president of Redwood Empire Chapter. We donated $100 to the general fund. At least I think that's where it went.
I am making a note of that. Thank you to the Santa Rosa chapter, my hometown. So I made a note of that, Diane. And again, I will check with Nicole and see what she has on her end. For these donations that I don't have noted, when I verify with Nicole, either her or I will reach out to your treasurer representative to make sure that we have everything clarified.
And if we accidentally gave them away as door prizes, I'm sorry, Diane, I'm just want to say if that was our mistake, then obviously, you know, we'll take care of that.
We sent $100 for door prizes, but you noted that. Okay. But I'll check with that treasurer to make sure she wrote the check and sent it to you.
Okay. Thank you, Diane.
You're welcome.
And that's all of your hands.
Now, Lisa, go ahead. Maybe there are people that haven't, you know, that are here now. Let's see if there's anybody else, just in general, who'd love to give us money.
So are there any other chapters, affiliates, or individuals that would like to make a donation at this time and be recognized? If so, please raise your hand.
Can now talk.
Okay, this is Earl Rabb from Contra Costa, and I would like to donate $200.
Thank you, Earl. And is that going to go to the general fund or the scholarship?
General fund.
Okay.
Boy, the general fund, really, not that we don't need scholarship money, but we really, it's wonderful when the money comes into right now into our general fund.
Is there anybody else that would like to give a generous donation?
Yes. Next, we have Connie Bateman. And Connie, you can now talk.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can.
Oh, good. My husband, Ron Bateman, passed away on December 27th, 2019. And I would like to personally thank Regina Brink, Jeff Tom, Margie Donovan, and Jean Lozano for those wonderful tributes to my husband, Ron. We set up an estate plan and trust. And one of the charities that we would be donating to is CCB, but that would be when I'm gone. But I was wondering, rather than waiting until I leave this earth, would it be possible to donate $100 to the scholarship fund in honor of my husband, Ron Bateman?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That I think he's smiling up there now. I think he would be, because he was a teacher. He was a special ed teacher, and I just retired from my teaching job, teaching English to adult immigrants. We were both teachers, and I think he would really think this was a good idea. So, yes, I would like to donate $100 to the scholarship fund in honor of my much-loved husband, Ron Bateman, who I miss very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Connie. We appreciate that in honor of your husband. Thank you.
And Connie, thank you for letting us know about your estate planning. That is so helpful, because now we will have you in our system and we can appreciate you while you are with us. And so we really appreciate that, you know, that you're letting us know that.
Okay, and next we have David Jackson. And David, you are now able to talk.
Thank you. So both my wife, Paula, and I would like to donate to the general fund $50.
Thank you, Jackson. We appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome.
And that was to the general fund, you said?
That is to the general fund.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to make a donation at this time?
Oh, okay. Yes, we do.
Hi, my name is Larry Hall from the Redwood Empire chapter in Santa Rosa, and I would like to donate $75 to the general fund.
Way to represent Santa Rosa. Thank you so much, Larry. I love this. This is my favorite part. Do we have anybody else with their hand raised to be recognized?
Oh, okay. No, we do have someone. We have, it just says Anthony. And Anthony, you can now talk.
I would like to donate $50 to the general fund.
Thank you so much, Anthony.
Thank you. This is Anthony Signorelli, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Anthony. So,
okay. We have Vivian Younger.
Hi, Vivian.
And Vivian can now talk.
There. Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to add to my donation. I already made a donation, but I wanted to add $75.
Thank you, Vivian. We appreciate that. I saw your donation with your registration, and just adding to that is just a great thing. So thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, we never want to cut off people wishing to donate, but it may be that we've come to the end of the rainbow here. And,
well, we have one more.
Oh, well.
Oh, hold on, Judy.
Yes, hi. This is Maureen from the Bayview chapter. And hi, Mike Gorman and I would like to make a donation of $500 to the general fund, please.
Wow. That is great. Maureen, what is your last name? I'm sorry.
Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-Z.
Thank you. That is great. Thank you.
I would have been delegate, but because of my job as an essential worker in Alameda County, I wasn't able to. But I wanted to say what has been happening here. This convention is just absolutely amazing. I'd like to also thank Deb Lewis for the amazing work that she's done throughout this weekend.
Thanks, Maureen. This is Maureen is from Bayview chapter. She served as president, and we know, Maureen, you've been delegate before, and the fact that you are doing essential work is very, very important, and we're very proud of you for that.
Well, I really appreciate the work you've been doing, and it's just the whole preparation this thing took, I can only imagine.
Thank you again, Maureen.
All right.
Oh, okay.
So do we have anybody else for one last time?
Yeah, I'd like to donate $50 to the general fund. Nancy Younger.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the name. What was your name again?
Nancy Younger, UNGAR, donating $50 to the general fund.
Thank you, Nancy. We appreciate it.
Welcome.
I think, Judy, and I'm not going to say any names or anything, but I think that I just want to thank and recognize the board members. There were quite a few board members that made very generous donations in the last few weeks. So thank you, officers. Thank you, board members.
Okay, Lisa, thank you. All right. Larry, back to you.
Do you want a grand total?
Yes.
Yes.
The grand total is $5,480.
That's just this afternoon?
Amazing.
That is from this afternoon and the chapters and affiliates that donated in the last week or so.
Right. In other words, for people who were assuming that they were donating kind of at the convention. That's wonderful.
Correct. Yep.
Can you have that number again? 5,000?
$5,480. So, without doing the math, when you add that with our donations made at registration, registration fees, generous donation from Vanda. We're at over $13,000.
Well, we don't,
wow.
Count donations at convention to actually as official convention. That's actually kind of separate, but it's still an astonishing number.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to do this, Judy. It was much fun and very enjoyable. And I think I'm done, and we're going to turn things back to you.
I think before we let Larry go, I think he should call for one more door prize.
Do you think so?
I think.
Wait a minute. Lisa, are you still around and about?
There is one.
Now that Lisa's taken in a lot, I think we can have her give away something.
Let's give a couple away.
Yeah. Okay. Let's give a couple away. Okay. Let's spin the wheel here. So the lucky number is 122, and that is Matt Sid. I can never say his last name.
Sidlinger.
I'm sorry, Matt. So sorry, Matt. I still love you. Sorry.
Woohoo! That Fresno guy, right?
Yeah.
Fresno guy.
Don't worry, Lisa. He'll get back at you at your next chapter meeting, in-person chapter meeting.
I can never say his last name. Okay, let me spin the wheel again here.
Wheel of Fortune.
Thank you, Vanna White.
That's right.
The lucky number is 77, which is Joe Green.
Hey,
there you go.
Oh, we know Joe.
We even give it money to Laker fans in this organization.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Wonders never cease.
Larry, we're going to have you back to do this when you can do it in person. You're just too good a resource. We're gonna get you back to do this MC thing when you can.
What you're really saying is you're gonna have me back until I get it right. I think that's what you're saying. Yeah.
You just better not get it right for a long time.
Exactly.
Yes. Good job, Larry.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay.
So we have 4 door prizes left. Just so you know, Judy. And
well, let's give 250s. Let me just think. So far as I know, this really seriously will be the last. So far as I know, we don't have any other business to come before this convention. And let's have any comments from the panel. Have we forgotten anything? Have we got anything left to do?
Okay.
I do have one person who is raising their hand. I think they might want to make a donation.
Actually,
probably one vote.
Actually, we've got 2 people.
Go ahead and recognize them.
Okay, it Andy. Says Matthew. And Matthew, you are now allowed to talk.
Oh. Hey, Matthew?
It's okay. I just wanted to say, Lisa, thank you, but I'm not going to get you back at the next chapter meeting. I love you.
Okay.
I love you too, Matt.
Okay. So, Lisa, let's go ahead and have 2 $50 door prizes.
Okay. Doing big money here.
Big money, big money, big money.
No whammies.
double. The lucky number is 91, and that is Katherine Johnson.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Our good member from Colorado.
So congratulations. Oh, that's $50.
I think she's from Washington, actually.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, no. Yes. Oh, she moved.
No, I think Katherine
She's in Colorado.
She's Colorado.
Although we could consider her a Colorado.
Ah, she does. That's
is this
why
what we're all
belongs?
Gonna have to contend with on the board? Good grief.
Okay. Again, let's having entirely too much. This is not the hospitality party yet.
This is just our normal.
Speaking of which, if I may jump in real quick, everybody remember that we have a hospitality time tonight, just in case you have not spent enough time on Zoom today. We do invite you back for hospitality.
That's it. If you registered, you got something from tonight. This already.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, but you got to bring your own the convention. Stuff.
That's right. It's a BYOB hospitality night.
It's a BYOE. Dave,
as your president, I have one favor. Could you shoot me the link? Because I'm not sure I can find it.
No.
All right, everybody. That is your outgoing president.
Okay.
She's already lost her link.
I think we're up to 10.
Hey, Judy, I certainly don't want to miss my chance at the hospitality party.
This is Christy.
Lisa, let's have
this
that.
This is Christy.
I think I hear Christy.
Yes, Christy.
So I just wanted to, for the public, for all out there, do we know anything about when our next convention is going to be, just so that everybody's on the same page as to what's going on with it?
We have no clue.
It will be in 2021. That's about as close as I can narrow it down for you right now, Christy.
On a day that ends with Y.
One of those.
That's right.
Maybe even 2 or 3 days that end with Y.
Maybe.
And on a day that the sun will rise in the east.
And set in the west.
By the way, okay. Happy solstice.
Yes, we had summer at about 2:45.
Oh, 2:40. Okay, Lisa, let's give away this last $50.
Okay, $50. Let's spin the wheel. And we have 161, and that is
meat patty for the puppy.
Someone I admire, Rob Turner.
That's amazing.
He deserves it. He worked hard.
Wow, that's really something. I'll tell you. That's great. Thank you very much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last time that I will be able to say to you, the 86th annual convention and the first ever virtual convention of ACB, of the California Council of the Blind, is now adjourned.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, we did it.
Judy, Nicole just text me to remind you to let everyone know the office is closed on Monday.
Yes, that's a good point. I didn't think anybody would be calling, but guess who gets a day off because she worked today?
She needs several.
Yes. And a big thank you goes out to the convention planning committee. You all know who you are that stepped up and made this all switcheroo.
And Judy, did you give out all your president's awards or prizes?
I'm not doing. We're done, Charlene.
Okay.
So we have We have three more door prizes, and if you'd like, I'll hold off and do them and call in on the hospitality call.
Yeah.
Oh, Lisa. I thought those were the last ones.
No, I have three left.
Shall we give one? Shall we wait till the hospitality? Or shall we? No, they're convention door prizes.
Yeah, let's give them up.
Yep,
I think let's do a $75 prize.
And remember everybody to leave your name badges on your seat on your way out.
Yes.
Would a hand raise be sufficient?
No.
The shuttle is leaving in 5 minutes.
My battery is low, guys. Hurry up.
So, $75 goes to 186, and that is Stephanie Rod.
Rude.
I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you so much again, Deb and Randy, and we want to say goodbye to our ACB Radio friends. We may already have, but. And once again, one final thank you to our wonderful sponsor, Vanda Pharmaceuticals.